Exclusive, GOP reps. Jody Essay, Andrew Clyde demand action on you. Of Georgia hit list of pregnancy centers. By Sean Moran on July 8, 2022. Reps. Jody Essay, RGA, and Andrew Clyde, RGA. Send a letter to the University of Georgia demanding that the institution ensure it is not providing resources for a hit list website of pregnancy centers across the country, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. Essay and Clyde urge Jeremiah Moorhead, the president of the University of Georgia, to ensure that university resources would not support the crisis pregnancy center map, a website created by two faculty members at the University of Georgia's College of Public Health. The map project allows users to identify the closest clinics. However, it provides the exact addresses of pro-life clinics around the country. While the MAP project aims to provide information about the locations of crisis pregnancy centers across the country, it refers to those clinics as fake women's health centers. The Georgia Conservatives noted that the project lists the two professors' University of Georgia email addresses. Left-wing extremists have used the MAP to identify pro-life clinics to harass the clinics, as many of them do not provide access to abortion. Many Antifa-linked groups have cited the website to target pro-life clinics across the country. In a statement to Breitbart News on Friday, Essay called the professor's project reckless and irresponsible and urged the university to cut ties with the project. Since the Dobbs leak in early May, radical domestic terrorist groups have carried out violent targeted attacks against the pro-life movement across the country, resulting in unhinged criminal attacks and firebombings of dozens of pregnancy crisis centers. These centers provide essential services to women and children in need, but they have become victims of violent left-wing terrorists, Essay explained. The unhinged left will stop at nothing to eradicate anything, or anyone, who opposes their radical pro-abortion agenda. And unfortunately, the University of Georgia's resources are being used by radical organizations to identify their next targets. The professor's project is reckless and irresponsible. The university must take swift action to cut all ties with it. Clyde also gave a statement to Breitbart News on Friday. Unhinged rhetoric from radical abortion groups, members of Congress, and even the Biden administration against Supreme Court justices and pro-life organizations has gone completely unchecked for far too long, empowering individuals to dangerously take matters into their own hands in their murderous crusade against the unborn. From an assassination attempt against Justice Brett Kavanaugh to dozens of attacks against crisis pregnancy centers, these violent criminal acts are increasing across the country. On Wednesday night, protesters harassed Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh while he tried to eat at Morton's in downtown Washington, D.C. Puget Sound Anarchists, an Antifa-line website out of Washington state, linked to the MAP website in a post about vandalism in the state. You can find your nearest fake abortion clinic on the crisis pregnancy center map, the post reads. The Minnesota Twin Cities encampment responders shared a link to the University of Georgia professor's map after the Supreme Court released its decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. A map of anti-abortion fake clinics, including dozens around the Twin Cities area. You know, just because information is power, the group wrote. The Colorado Liberation and Autonomy, a blog associated with Antifa, shared the University of Georgia project and said, "Defend reproductive rights. If abortions are not safe, neither are you." Clyde said that the University of Georgia MAP project is ripe for abuse and puts mothers, their children, and University of Georgia employees in danger. It was not unrealistic to assume that the website developed by these UGA professors would be used by groups advocating for violence against pregnancy centers, and its continued existence allows for future risk at this tumultuous time, he said. While this academic project may seem to be rooted in innocence, providing the collated address data of these crisis pregnancy centers makes it unquestionably ripe for abuse, he said. It is disappointing that the state's flagship university is allowing taxpayer-funded resources to provide this sensitive information to extremist organizations that are actively targeting crisis pregnancy centers, endangering mothers, their children, and employees, some of whom may be members or alumni of the UGA student body. He added, given the current climate and flare tensions, It would behoove the University of Georgia to swiftly act in the interest of safety and take down this site before more violence and destruction connected to it occurs. Read Issei and Clyde's letter to the University of Georgia here. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.